Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining us on today's program are members of the Pella Christian 8th grade theater class. They present Crown of Roses this Friday and Saturday at the Pella Christian Vermeer Auditorium.
I am Traven Monin, and I'm playing Uncle Max and Pierre Levasseur.
I'm Dane Giedens, and I'm playing Flynn Alexander.
I'm Josiah Vossen, and I'm playing Colonel Bishop.
I'm Mia Andringa, and I'm playing Scarlet Bishop.
I'm Claire Winfogel, and I'm playing Don DeVera.
So we are here with the 8th grade theater troupe at Pella Christian. You have a production coming up called Crown of Roses. First of all, what is Crown of Roses and the show that you've been working on these last couple months?
So basically, Flynn Alexander, or me, I guess, he starts out as a doctor, and a rebellion kind of happens, and he gets taken captive, and he's forced to become a slave. And on the plantation, he falls in love with Scarlet Bishop, and he has to choose whether to leave her on the island and sail away with his crew or to stay with her, and his crew will just leave him on the island.
So we'll go with that and then have each of you say your role again and describe a little bit about your character.
So as Uncle Max, I give Flynn my sword and kind of start him with sword fighting and act as a father figure. And as Levasseur, I form an alliance with Flynn and then end up becoming a rival with him.
So I'm Flynn Alexander. In the beginning, I'm a doctor, and then I'm a slave, and then I end up being a pirate in the end.
I'm Colonel Bishop, and basically, in the beginning, we kind of start a rivalship because he's kind of my slave, so he doesn't like me that much, and then I kind of hunt him the whole play, but he keeps on running away.
I'm Scarlet Bishop. I'm the niece of the villain, and I fall in love with the main character.
I'm Don DeVera, and I assist Flynn when he's fighting other people.
And so all of you are part of 8th grade theater. Some of you may have been in theater before. I know some of you have been, and others may not have been. So what has been the most fun about this group, and what are some of the things you've been learning about theater through this process?
I love being with my classmates and just having us work so hard, and I'm like getting to this point where we like have new relationships with each other, and yeah, just growing closer.
It's really fun since some of us have been together for 8 years. It's fun to kind of like do this together as a class before like we get sent off to high school.
I think it's fun because the sword fighting is kind of complicated, but Mrs. O has helped us, and Tyler has helped us too with the sword fighting. We've kind of grown with each other on that.
Yeah, kind of just what Claire and Josiah said. It's all about like just building relationships with each other and getting to know our characters better. And the sword fighting is also just really fun once you get it down.
To me, theater is really fun in itself. And then getting to do it with my classmates and friends is super awesome. And sword fighting is really fun, too. And in this play, there's a lot of that.
Coming up on November 8th and the 9th at the Pella Christian High School Vermeer Auditorium, Crown of Roses is coming to the stage. Why should audiences come on out, whether they know Pella Christian Theater or not, and why should they come and enjoy the show?
I honestly think this is a really fun play to be a part of and also to watch. There's a lot of action and there's love too, so it kind of puts like the action and love together, and it's really cool because there's a lot of transitions between like scenes and acts too. And so I think it's going to be a really good show.
So everyone should come because there's not very many plays like this, and it's really entertaining to watch and to be a part of.
So there's a lot of sword fighting, and so it takes a lot of time and effort to get the choreographing done, and it's something that you don't see a lot on a middle school level.
All right, so one other reason you should come and watch is the ship is going to be really cool. It's called the Seahawk, and I'm the captain of it, and it's just going to look really good, and it's something that it's something worth seeing. There's 3 total ships in the play, and there's like a lot of cannons and a lot of like just a lot of stage combat, and a lot of it goes down on the ship, so you got to come and watch.
Conquering the world comes down to concentration and a kind heart. Remember who you are, and remember who loves you, and you will be a wise and good man.
Yes, sir.
Now, you'll be leaving home soon, and I want you to have my cutlass. It's a truer blade than yours, and it will serve you well.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes, lad. You'll take it.
Yes.
You must also agree to go with me for a week to the seaside. The ocean has many lessons you must learn. But first, I think you're expected at church with your mother and Emily.
Will mother and Emily be going with us to the ocean, sir?
Well, now, we don't want to be a burden to your mother or your sister. It'll be a relief for them to have a bit of quiet for a few days, don't you think?
Once again, that was the Pella Christian 8th grade theater troupe discussing their upcoming performances of Crown of Roses this Friday and Saturday evening at the Pella Christian High School Vermeer Auditorium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.